down where you play fight?
I don't want to.
Oh, it's super fun.
I know when to go.
Oh my God, stop it! Damn it! Oh, sorry, you have to, like, fight back. Stop it! I said stop! Oh, so sorry.
I asked you to move in with me. You said no.
But I can't.
You can. You don't want to.
What do you do?
It's kind of hard to explain.
Because what you do is complicated?
Because I don't really do it.
Hey everybody, it's Bina 007 back again for another 10-minute movie review. And this week we're looking at Frances Ha, which is an independent art house movie in every sense of that phrase. It's already out in the US, but it's released in the UK on July 26th. So it's coming up for release here. I went into this movie with really high hopes because it's written and directed by a guy called Noah Baumbach, who made this amazing debut with a movie called The Squid and the Whale, which starred the chap who you all know as Mark Zuckerberg, Jesse Eisenberg, as the sort of angst-ridden, entitled, resentful teenager, incredibly gifted guy, hugely obnoxious. And it was a challenge to us to empathize with him and to like him, and yet we kind of did, despite ourselves. He then made a movie called Margot at the Wedding, which again was set in the same milieu of very wealthy, very entitled East Coast Americans. And I found that far harder to get to grips with. And I know that one shouldn't make the fallacy of disliking a film because one dislikes the characters, but there was just something so self-hating and sterile about that film, I just didn't get on with it. But anyway, he came back with this film called Greenberg, which I think is just stunning. It basically starred Ben Stiller as this really kind of, again, obnoxious, narcissistic guy living in LA, and I think was probably the most interesting film Ben Stiller's ever done. But it also starred Greta Gerwig as this sort of flaky home help that just trips into this awful relationship with a Greenberg character. And Greta Gerwig in that movie is so charming. You just want to spend time with her. You really want her to do well and see what happens with her. And she's a fascinating actress. And I think she takes that charm with her into whichever movie she does. So recently she was in Damsels in Distress, the Whit Stillman movie, which I think is just absolute genius. But she's also kind of started to create this reputation for playing sidekick characters, or even main characters, actually, in romantic comedies and things like Arthur, where she's kind of flaky and klutzy and kind of a bit awkward, but we love her anyway because she's just so charming and so vulnerably earnest and sort of raw in her emotions. And then most recently, she did this film called Lola Versus, and it's incredibly thematically similar to this film. So that's kind of like a long preamble to bring us to Frances Ha. But it's basically a collaboration between Noah Baumbach and Greta Gerwig. They wrote it together. He's directed it, obviously. She's a co-producer. And I think it's no exaggeration to say that she's on screen for every frame of this movie. And this movie stands and falls as to whether you find her character not necessarily likable, but plausible and interesting enough to keep your attention. But like I said, I went in with high hopes. I love Noah Baumbach's works, more or less. I really am fascinated by Greta Gerwig. But I have to say that I had a really terrible, tough time with this movie. And it's almost like it started from the first frame. So Baumbach has decided to shoot this movie in black and white, which seems like, I mean, it is. It's a very self-conscious choice. He's obviously trying to echo art house comedies from Woody Allen, like Manhattan, to give it a kind of faux retro feel very deliberately. He's kind of mythologizing and making romantic and nostalgic the story that he's telling in contemporary life, which could work, but I think here just seems very precious. Everything about this movie is precious. So the soundtrack, the perky Jules Jeune style soundtrack, and just the way in which the characters are drawn and shot. So Gerwig plays this character called Frances, who is a sort of aspiring modern dancer. She's graduated from this Great Books College with a sort of liberal arts degree, I'm guessing, and basically is living in New York, scratching out a living. She hasn't really figured out what she's going to be yet, but she's 27, which I know this sounds really harsh. And maybe it is because I'm just like the generation older, but I just find that like old to not have got a credit card yet and figured out what job you want to do and got an aspirational apartment. This is actually a love story played between two best friends. So Frances and her best friend Sophia, played by Mickey Sumner, Sting's daughter, fact fans. And as you would imagine, these friends kind of split up because Sophia is doing what people do at that age. She's moving on with her life. She's getting the aspirational apartment. She's dating the guy and following his career. And Frances is just stuck in this arrested development where, you know, the bar she sets herself is just so astonishingly low. She needs more money and she goes to her the leader of the dance company that she works for and she asks for more hours. And the teacher says, you know what, I probably can't give you those hours. And she's like, oh, well, I'm just really proud of myself for trying. I mean, Jesus Christ, you're 27, not 17. You know, like I say, I don't think you can't condemn a movie just because you don't find the main character likable. I think what I found disappointing in this film is that it doesn't even seem plausible. I'll give you a comparison. Sofia Coppola, she often focuses on the relationships between young girls, whether it's Marie Antoinette or the Virgin Suicides. And they always seem to have this really sort of relaxed, authentic intimacy. She just captures the way young girls are with each other so well. And this movie just never manages to do that. It's almost too stagey. It always seems like very self-conscious, like it's creating a montage of itself. And there is a problem where it's one thing for the director to create a montage of two friends hanging out together, but within those scenes that are being intercut, it cannot seem like the women themselves think they're in a montage. Now, perhaps, like arguing against myself, the problem with Frances is she does very much think of herself as starring in her own movie. So, for instance, she says to her best friend, tell me the story of us. And it's this sort of delusional fantasy about how they're going to conquer the world together. So maybe this is a movie that's working on a meta level, whereby we're not seeing director Noah Baumbach's movie about Frances. We're kind of seeing the movie that Frances would make about Frances. In which case, the movie is doing something more clever than I think it actually is doing. And it still doesn't make it feel any more plausible. I guess it's not meant to be plausible then. But it doesn't make it any more relatable or something that I can empathize with. To be balanced, I suspect that if you're listening to this, and if you're the kind of person, no judgment intended in this, who finds HBO's Girls and Lena Dunham to be the voice of her generation, then this movie is for you. This movie is absolutely for you, and you're going to absolutely love it. And if you're the kind of person who watches HBO's Girls like I do and just find it very, very frustrating indeed, and sort of solipsistic and narcissistic, you know, you're not going to get on with Frances Ha. And to give you an end note, my sort of final little mini rant, why is it that when hipsters make these movies... Yeah, are you offended now because I kind of use the cliche of accusing these people of being hipsters? Why is it that they feel that they can always have a token investment banker as the bad guy? And the investment banker is always the guy who has no sense of humor and who's desperately trying hard to be arty and fit in with the arty types. And basically is the soulless putz who just pays for everything. How come that's okay? How come it's okay to make that cliche? See, I find that quite distasteful, and it's not just because, you know, my alternate life is as a greedy capitalist. I just find it to be lazy filmmaking. Maybe I'm missing something. If you have seen Frances Ha, or indeed HBO's Girls, and completely disagree with my take, then feel free to either write me an email or comment on the blog, beena007.com, and I would really love for you to explain what I'm missing. So anyway, sorry for being such a downer this week. Frances Ha, I just would not want to sit through that again. I hope you tune back in next week for another review. In the meantime, have a great day.
Bellies and spies. What you doing out there, mom?
Frances Ha was released earlier this year in the USA, and it opens in the UK and Ireland on July 26th. The movie has a running time of 86 minutes, and it has been rated R in the USA and 15 in the UK for strong language and sex references. The music to the podcast this week, you hear a bit of Modern Love by David Bowie underneath the clip at the start. Then, of course, the wonderfully funny Flight of the Conchords with their satirical take, Bowie, at the end.